Perry Mason, brought to you by Tide. T-I-D-E, Tide. Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle. Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, dramatized by Irving Bendig. Perry Mason, defender of human rights, champion of all those who seek justice. Tide, T-I-D-E. Tide is Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Hold on now, Franny. There are some pretty wonderful new soaps.
I know it.
And some absolutely sensational new sudsing products.
I know that too, Bob. But I also know that Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them.
Yes, and I know it too, Franny. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. That's because Procter & Gamble's Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film too. Yet, with all this extraordinary cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, pillowcases, and towels whiter than any other washing product known. Keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. And all this goes for your whole family wash, too. So when you choose a washing product, remember this. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide.
Tide.
It's about 8:30 p.m. and Walter Bott, forewarned that justice is fast catching up with him, is taking quick countermeasures. These countermeasures involve Elise Scott, the girl who is so amazingly like Helen Henderson. And as you know, psychologist Dr. Marilyn Herbert Schneider. We're going to visit Walter in a few moments, hear more of his strange and terrible scheme, but first to Perry Mason, who's making plans of his own. A moment ago, Perry, accompanied by his secretary, Dollar Street, walked into the office of Homicide Lieutenant Trag, where we hear...
You two sit down any place.
Lieutenant Trag?
Yeah.
Would you like to make me very, very grateful?
Sure, if I don't have to move.
Then will you say it's all right if I open a window?
Oh, I'll do it for you. You're too warm.
Oh, it's a cigar smoke.
Really? Is it that bad?
Oh.
I realize it was so thick. No, in a way, it's a shame to open it, Trag. Huh? Think of the cigars you've saved.
Yes, all you have to do now is inhale. You don't need to light another one.
Very funny.
Well, anyway, thanks. I'm certainly grateful.
And it's not only cigar smoke you smell.
Oh?
The deputy commissioner just paid me a visit.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, nice. What you smell is my hide burning.
Trouble, huh?
Plenty. All upset about no progress on Golick's murder.
Oh, but couldn't you...
Couldn't I tell the commissioner the case is about to break, that in a few hours we're going to arrest the killer, and the killer is probably the most important crook in the country? I could not.
Must have been quite a temptation.
It was.
Probably would have been safe to tell him.
Probably.
Trag feels that a promise is a promise, fella.
Yeah, and... Well, I think this deputy commissioner would have kept quiet, but, you know, guys talk.
Since we're this close to where we're going... He used very good judgment, Trag.
Ah? We're all set?
Grand jury meets in the morning.
Good.
So, after you and I iron out a few details...
My men are already, Mason. We'll pick up Walter Bott as soon as I get a flash. The indictment has been returned.
Good. And in line with that...
Yeah?
You have Bott followed?
No, it's been a loose surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
We've kept up with him pretty well. We didn't want to make him suspicious.
No, I understand. However, in the morning...
Yeah?
You can have your men start to move in.
Expecting something, Perry?
No, not expecting, but
Bott has interests all over the country.
Okay.
And we don't want him leaving on a business trip just before an indictment is returned.
Uh-huh.
All right, Mason, I'll pass the word.
And there's another angle, Trag. You know, of course, that Helen Henderson will most likely have to appear before the grand jury.
Yeah, I've been thinking about her.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't you present her a sworn statement, keep her out of sight?
Well, I'm going to try, but I'm afraid that's a little like your experience with the deputy commissioner.
What?
Helen's deposition saying that she saw Bott commit murder might be enough, but I think they'll want to hear it from her own mouth. And when you come right down to it, once we go before the grand jury, the cat is out of the bag. There'll be no chance for secrecy then. So I don't want Bott to have even an hour's notice if we can help it.
Well, there won't be any delay at my end.
Good. I want to get rolling as fast as possible.
Of course, Helen will have a stronger effect on the jury than any statement.
Yeah, I guess you're right. She's got
to
be there.
Yes, she has to be there, and she has to be protected. Now, I'll need another detail of your men, Trag.
All right, how many and where?
Well, use the detail at Turner Street. They can escort Helen to and from the courtroom, but you'll need at least one more detail for cars in front and cars behind.
The whole treatment, huh, Perry?
Yes. Now, as for the schedule. The jury meets at 9:30. Our party should arrive at the East Corridor at 9:28.
Yeah, I got it.
The detail you've posted in the building can take over then.
All right.
Golly, you sound like you're planning a military campaign.
We can't take chances. Bott will make a move, Della.
I should say not. So, can you think of anything else, Trag?
No, that should cover it.
Della, think of anything we haven't covered?
No. No, I can't, Perry.
Okay, Trag, you handle the details. We'll see you later.
And so as Perry Mason and Homicide Lieutenant Trag complete their final arrangements, lawyer Joseph Gerhardt Frederick Camp leads a tall, angular woman into Walter Bott's luxurious apartment. Now they enter the vestibule.
You'll have to wait here for a moment, Dr. Schneider. I'll tell them we've arrived.
All right.
Joseph.
She's outside, Walter.
Dr. Schneider? Good, bring her in.
All right. But, Walter.
Yes?
You won't like her. She's a cold fish.
Bring her in, Joseph.
All right, Dr. Schneider, he'll see you now. Just walk right up to the desk, Doctor.
So, you're Marilyn Irma Schneider, Ph.D., I believe.
I don't know your name.
That's true.
But I assume that you're responsible for my freedom.
To be scientifically accurate, my money is responsible.
Even more accurately, about $25,000 of your money, if Mr. Camp is to be believed. To say nothing of what you paid Mr. Camp.
It all comes to a sizable amount, Doctor.
Well, I don't say thank you.
What?
I said I don't say thank you.
Well, of course.
Wait, Joseph. It really doesn't matter, Doctor, but now that you've made a point of it, why not?
You're no philanthropist.
Analyzing my character, Doctor.
Looking at facts. Psychologists deal in facts. And the fact is obvious that I'm expected to repay you.
Well, didn't Mr. Camp explain?
In a way, but I wanted you to know that I understand the arrangement perfectly. You affected my release, therefore I am in your debt. I'll work to discharge my obligation.
But you're telling me you have no feeling of gratitude.
I do not. You've bought my services, that's all.
You know what I want you to do, Doctor?
In a way. Camp said something about training a girl to serve as a double.
And doesn't that interest you?
It might, under certain conditions. Under certain conditions, it could be an interesting experiment. A very interesting experiment. But
Dr. Schneider, I believe when you fully understand, you'll be very grateful.
Yes.
I doubt that Mr. Camp explained the extent of the task we're going to put before you.
Just the outline, Walter.
I see. Dr. Schneider, you're correct. Basically, ours is a business relationship. I repaid the rather sizable amount you embezzled. Mr. Camp had the charges against you dropped. And in return, we expect... You have a task to perform, but quite aside from the business aspect,
I think you'll be very pleased with this job.
Oh? Why?
Because I'm offering you the greatest experiment of your career. An opportunity an experimental psychologist has never had before. There are no limitations. No limitations. I want you to remake a personality, to remake a life. Your task will be to rip away the existing patterns of reaction and thinking, to rebuild, to recreate a totally different human being. I am offering you clay, Dr. Schneider. Living clay for you to mold. Now, are you interested?
Yes. Yes, I'm very interested. But...
what is it?
It could be dangerous.
Dangerous? To whom?
The clay.
Oh.
You're speaking of fundamentals. Structure of the psyche. It could be...
dangerous to the clay.
If you meant what you said. You meant what you said.
Dr. Schneider, I always mean what I say.
It's understood that I'll have a free hand.
You will.
And the danger?
Danger? I don't care as long as the job gets done. Do you care about the danger to the clay?
No.
I thought not.
There's something else, too.
Yes.
I've changed my mind.
Oh?
You were right. Now that I do understand, I am grateful.
Of course, the clay Walter Bott and Dr. Schneider referred to is Elise Scott, the girl Walter Bott once molded and trained in the image of Helen Henderson. So it's obvious that Perry Mason's precautions for his witness's safety are vitally important. But will they be enough? You better listen to someone.
With so many really good washing products being used, a woman has to be given a mighty good reason before she'll switch to a new one. Well, we think we can give you the best reason in the world for changing to Tide. Listen, Procter & Gamble's Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide leaves clothes free from dirt and more. Tide removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. So try Tide. Watch those suds billow up. Notice how different they look and feel. And see your family wash at its cleanest best. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, is brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash. Try Tide yourself, and you too will agree you've never used anything like it. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.